This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Martin Revilla, date of last name Revilla, first name Martin, date of birth is 9-10-62, age 60 years old, page, date of visit is 1-12-23. This is a 60-year-old pleasant male patient who's here for follow-up on his weight, period. History of presenting illness. Patient says that he sees Dr. Chenault for his PCP, but is seeing Dr. Dave for weight loss, period. He passed medical history. He has a history of hypertension, and review of the chart shows that he's has insulin resistance, period. Review of the lab show that patient's hemoglobin A1C was 6.6 with a fasting blood sugar of 104. This was in November of 2022. This shows patient does have type 2 diabetes mellitus. He is morbidly obese with a BMI of 44, period. On exam, patient is current meds. He is on amlodipine, valsartan combination 10 by 160 milligrams one a day, HCTZ 12.5 milligrams one daily. He was started on Ozempic in November 29th, but at 0.25 milligrams once a week, but then it's been increased to 0.5 milligram since December 20th, 2022. On exam, patient is weighed in at 278 pounds. That's a 3-pound weight loss since 3 weeks ago. Blood pressure is 130 over 80, pulse 76 per minute, pulse ox 95%, temperature 96.4, BMI 44. He's right-handed. He used to use snuff, but he's quit. Occasionally has alcohol drink. Random blood sugar, actually, is a 2-hour PP is 91, which is very good for this patient. Head nomocephalic, ENT, no evidence of acute infection. Neck is supple, no lymph node, thyroid, magnesium, JVP, not distended. Lungs are clear, heart S1 and S2 heard with regular sinus rhythm, extremities no edema. Assessment, type 2 diabetes mellitus, hypertension, morbid obesity with BMI 44, dyslipidemia with a triglyceride of 177 and LDL is 109, total cholesterol is good at 182 and HDL is low normal at 44. His CMP showed FPS of 104, CBC is normal, PSA is normal, A1C as stated earlier 6.6. Urine albumin was 4.9. Plan, he will continue the Ozempic at 0.5 milligrams per week. He'll continue his other medications, which are amlodipine, valsartan, and HCTZ. He will he says he's not able to exercise much, but he's doing his best, period. He did state that he is using the protein shake for one meal, and that seems to really decrease his appetite, and he's not eating much. He's tolerating the Ozempic well. Return to the office in 2 months for follow-up on weight with Dr. Dave.